The Indiana University Opera Theater opens their 2009-2010 season with Gioachino Rossini's first big success, the comic L'Italiana in Algérie, in a production that features beautifully nuanced orchestral playing, intelligently musical singing, and some delightfully energetic moments of flat-out farce. Recently appointed veteran opera and orchestral conductor Arthur Fagan makes his IU Opera debut with the show. From the first notes of the overture through those delightful Rossini-built crescendos and on into the opera, Fagan's conducting was a model of balance between stage and pit. There were plenty of dynamics, but for me the emphasis seemed to be always on the delightfully varied textures of the music, and I should add that the individual solo moments were all beautifully handled. For L'Italiana in Algérie, the always-pressed-for-time Rossini used a stock comic libretto. The plot's simple: an Algerian Mustafa has grown tired of his wife, Elvira, and wants one of those lively Italian ladies. He's threatening his aide, Ali, with impalement if he doesn't deliver. Fortunately, one such woman, Isabella, is just then conveniently shipwrecked. She's accompanied by her current older beau, Tadeo. To avoid being impaled, he reluctantly agrees to Isabella's scheme and pretends that he's her uncle. Isabella discovers that her lost love, Lindoro, is actually a slave to the Mustafa, and they plot to set things to rights. After much lovely singing and silliness, the Mustafa stays with his wife. Isabella and Lindoro, with Tadeo, sail off, and no one gets impaled. It could have been just a fine buffa comedy, but Rossini brought in some more lyrical elements from the opera seria style. He artfully uses them to bring out the character of his hero and heroine and to engage our sympathies. This doesn't free any of the singers from the demands of the fast buffa style, but it did offer tenor Joshua Whitener and mezzo Amanda Russo some lovely character moments. All of Saturday night's singers sang well in fine, nuanced performances. The solos were good, the ensembles varied and arresting. Rossini's score is demanding, and there are real issues of stamina. It takes a cool head along with a warm heart to perform these pieces. I did enjoy L'Italiana, but frankly, after a summer of straight theater and musicals, I was a little disappointed by the overall level of acting. The role of the Mustafa, sang by Joseph Butel, seemed too shallowly imagined, and except for a couple of scenes, the chorus didn't have much to do. However, to stage director Vincent Liotta's credit, the plot did move along. There were genuine laughs from the audience, and the famously breathtaking finale of the first act was a musical and geometrical delight. The IU production of L'Italiana in Algérie has two final performances on Friday and Saturday, October 2nd and 3rd. You can find this, along with other reviews and an interview with conductor Arthur Fagan, on our website at wfiu.org. And at the opera for you, I'm George Walker.